When the Canaanites hardened their hearts against God and grieved Him because of their sin, God sent a long harness to bring them to time and to help His own people to win. The harness persuaded them that it was best to go quickly and not to go slow. God did not compel them to go against their will, but He just made them willing to go. He does not compel us to go. He does not compel us to go. He does not compel us to go against our will, but He just makes us willing to go. If a nest of live hornets were brought to this room and the creatures allowed to go free, you would not need urging to make yourself scarce. You'd want to get out, don't you see? They would not lay hold and by force of their strength throw you out the window, oh no. They would not compel you to go against your will, but He just made them willing to go. He does not compel us to go. He does not compel us to go. He does not compel us to go against our will, but He just makes us willing to go. When Balaam was sent to the Moabite king and wanted things run his own way, his mule ever faithful spoke at the right time, made him willing God's voice to obey. God commands since He used Balaam's mule, for He is almighty, you know. He does not compel us to go against our will, but He just makes us willing to go. He does not compel us to go. He does not compel us to go. He does not compel us to go against our will, but He just makes us willing to go. There's so much in man that resembles a mule. He is contrary, you know. When you say, come here, He is sure to go there. And say, well, He will then start to go. My song may seem funny, but I know it's true. And I don't want to sing from a hornet to you. You'd better not fight, for you might not be right, but just may be willing to go. He does not compel us to go. He does not compel us to go. He does not compel us to go against our will, but He just makes us willing to